Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to The Bulwark. I'm Will Summer here with Joe Perticone, the author of the Press Pass newsletter and our resident fitness expert. Now, look, I got my workout shirt. He's a little hamburger pumping iron. I've got my creatine for you, Joe. I got the muscle milk, right? We got the protein powder. And the reason for that is because we're going to talk about Pete Hegseth's workout routine. Now, the Department of War claims that he's crushing it, but I'm seeing some skeptics out there. So set the stage for us.
So Hegseth, well, a lot of members of the Trump cabinet like to film themselves working out. And Hegseth was lifting at Guantanamo Bay with some of the troops there. And it didn't look like it went too well.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, go ahead, ready. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, let's go, push, 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 push.
Come on, hit it. Somebody get in here. 44.
So there we can see Pete Hegseth. He's benching what looks like about 135 pounds really quickly. Now, the Department of War, the reason we're talking about this is not just, you know, we're looking at, you know, can the Secretary of Defense hit the coveted 225 on the bench? But we're talking about this because the Department of War is making a lot out of this bench. And they're saying he's crushing it. You know, look at how masculine he is. And yet there seems to maybe be an issue here with the bench. I'd love to get your take.
So I can't even think of how many times I've hit the bench in my life. We've been working out since I was 16, so like 20 years. When he's going, he's like on a tilt from the start, which makes me think maybe he's got some shoulder problems that he hasn't addressed. And when you're going real fast like that, like you never see people do that at an actual gym. That's like what troops do when they're bonding or like competing with each other. Or if you go to like a CrossFit thing, CrossFitters are weird and like to do things that would make injury very likely. So he's kind of going and you can tell he's struggling. He's doing like the hip thrusts at the beginning and he's just going for like hitting it as many times as he can, but clearly, you know, isn't caring about form, which I don't really know what that accomplishes unless you're just like doing it for morale purposes. Guys in the military love that, but he starts to struggle and I'm going to pick a book. I got a bone to pick with somebody not Pete Hegseth in this video. The spotter is not doing a good job. He's just like kind of watching him like, oh yeah.
He doesn't care, man. He says he's got the Secretary of Defense's life in his hands.
You can see when he starts struggling, the spotter still is just like, yeah, 20, 21. Like a good spotter is going to like start hovering their hands because like, okay, he's been at a tilt like that the whole time, which means his shoulder's not doing hot this morning. So if something goes wrong and like his shoulder pops, that thing's coming crushing down on him. And then we don't have a Secretary of Defense slash war to yap at everyone on the TV every day. So maybe he knew what he was doing, but you want to start, you want to start hovering your hands over the bar because if that thing falls, it's going to hurt him. Cause you know, he's got the bar itself is 45 pounds. He's got 45 on each side, which is like for a regular lifter, that's not a lot of weight. That's like a, you know, a normal bench amount, but that, you know, that's really not safe. So when he finally does grab it, he also grabs it like in an awkward way. And Hegseth is like absolutely gassed at the end of this thing. And he's like, he's doing the leg kicks. That's somebody who's like, I need to show everyone that I can do as many as I can and isn't trying to get a good workout in when you start flailing the legs. And then he gets up like, oh, like, give me a Diet Coke. Like, he's so exhausted. And it's just the whole thing is ridiculous. And they like to do this to, like, brag about their macho status, but it didn't look very macho to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's striking here is you have the Department of Defense saying he hit 44. What a tough guy.
44.
Because as you said, 135 is kind of like table stakes. If you're like, you know, in your benching journey, you're, you know, maybe 6 months, you know, whatever into it. But so he's not lifting a ton of weight. But so they're trying to make a big deal about the reps. But I think a lot of those reps are not really what we would classify as sort of like classic full arm elbow lockout reps. So I think he's kind of padding the numbers here.
Yeah, like when you watch the NFL combine, if you're sports obsessed and you watch the guys do the bench, that's always fun because there's always like a D lineman and then like a random punter who crushes it at the bench. Most of those benches, like, they would have disqualified because they need to be like perfect, and those were not. And like the point of doing a perfect bench is not, you know, to show your mastery. It's literally to get a good workout, to like show that you're engaging every muscle going down and back up. And when you're just kind of flailing about like that, like, you're the only person you're cheating is yourself.
You know, Pete Hegseth, you got to get in there. I want to see that range of motion, man. You know, let's focus on a good 3 sets of 10, maybe. You know, we don't have to be going for 44. You know, it also strikes me that I think the guy counting, he doesn't really want to be calling these reps as rigorously as he might if he had a private in front of him. I think he's like, oh, yeah, sure, whatever, man. Sure, that counts as a rep.
Yeah, you can't tell your boss that their reps aren't good enough. We both know that.
As we know from the Bulwark Gym with Sam. Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, you touched on this earlier. I mean, I think people might say, okay, well, okay, Pete Hegseth, maybe he's, you know, fudging the numbers a bit on the reps. The larger impact here, I think, is that we see this, this administration in general is very into, every so often, they get really into these kind of like feats of strength. And obviously, America 250, the UFC fight, we're seeing a lot of, I think, new focus on this. But, you know, talk about, I mean, RFK Jr., I think, is a guy who is also, you know, I remember the RFK challenge where it was like, you know, how many push-ups can you do?
Clinging to like physical feats of strength as a display of masculinity is a thing that like these guys love. They love being like, this shows how great I am. That doesn't factor into almost anything. And because it's like a substitute for character, because it's like, well, you know, RFK, oh, he's jacked and he's old, but like he also engages in all this behavior that's and encourages things that are very unhealthy, that are not good for health. But if you measure health and character by like how macho or how, you know, much weight they can do, like, then you're kind of making an excuse for the many other, you know, bad, dangerous things. And it's all very superficial and very similar to the things that you cover. There's the whole manosphere element of it. Like, they're when they post these videos, that's who they're trying to appeal to. Like, somebody, a normal person in America, first of all, is not into weightlifting. Only weirdos are, like myself. And then a normal person whose groceries are really high, and they're going to see like, wow, did you see how much the Secretary of War bench pressed? It's like, nobody's going to care. It's appealing to like an online weird audience.
Yeah, I can't take the family on a road trip, but, you know, but at least the Secretary of Defense is crushing it. You know, if we could play the RFK Jr., you know, in the airport video.
Yes, sir. Woo. Yeah, 2, 3.
Lightweight.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Oh, man.
He's coming for you, Paul.
He's coming for me. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. Get up there. Come
he
on.
Wants one more. Yeah.
This was a few months ago. Him and Sean Duffy set up a pull-up bar at Reagan Airport. And it was sort of like there was this idea of like maybe they're going to do this permanently or something. This would be a permanent installation in American airports. I will say I went to Reagan after this. I did not see it there. You know, there was a lot of talk about, well, we want sweaty people on flights, things like that. You know, another aspect here, you know, as long as we're doing this kind of Trump administration feats of strength, I remember when Kash Patel got really into the chin-ups. Basically, Cash set up this giant in sort of like the open air deck of the FBI building, which if you drive by, you can see all his, like, you know, his power racks and what have you. He was doing all these chin-ups, but again, the reps were not there, and then, you know, the push-ups. And so you have these situations where it's this weird performance where they're kind of accomplishing things that don't, like, really matter in terms of running the government, but also they aren't necessarily even doing that.
Yeah. So the primary job of the FBI is to do as many pull-ups as possible. No, it's to solve and prevent crimes. I don't know what this does. It's, once again, it's to this weird audience. Like, he's not convincing everyone that the country is safer by the amount of... So these are like kipping pull-ups, which... only CrossFitters do. Marjorie Taylor Greene's repeat offender of posting videos. They're ripe for sustaining injury because you're just kind of flailing about. And Kash Patel doing these shows that like there's a strange parallel between CrossFitters and like modern conservatism. They're very like tribally connected. They both are like very offended if you question what they're doing, CrossFitters. I hope we don't have any CrossFitting Bulwark fans here, but I have thoughts on CrossFit.
CrossFit Nation's going to come for you, but that's okay. That's why they call it Bulwark Takes, right? Like, we're getting the takes out.
And he's doing like all these like fast pull-ups, and then he immediately goes into the push-ups. People were tweeting that like there were bad push-ups. I thought the push-ups were fine. But again, like with the Hegseth thing, like they're going for speed. And that's just to like show how like animalistic you are. It's not that great of a workout. It's really not. Like, you should really try and separate these things. Like, you do well form weightlifting and then you go ride a bike or run on the treadmill or run outside or whatever. When you try and combine them, it creates a lot more room for error and you can have all these injuries. And some people disagree. A lot of people who work out do all these high speed workouts, but this is just kooky. And beyond all that, like, these aren't fitness influencers. I think they want to be, but they're actually just government officials who presumably have other work to do.
You know, it's sort of this ferocity, this virility with very little actually underlying it, I think could sort of sum up this whole administration. Now, finally, Joe, in closing, would you recommend people, you know, you've been in the gym 20 years, you've been pumping that iron. Is Pete Hegseth's method here of just like pumping, and presumably he can handle more than 135 pounds if he's able to, you know, more or less push it up that much. Would you recommend the Hegseth method of bench? Is this going to be the new fitness craze?
I'm not a big fan of the bench press anyway. It's rough on the shoulder. It's rough on the shoulders, especially Pete Hegseth, you know, at his age, at our age even, you know, you got to start taking care of your joints and your flexibility and just going berserk at Guantanamo Bay is not, it's not ideal. Like, you want to work on like your flexibility, your very controlled strength. Think of it like if you're holding a bowling ball, right? It's going to be a much better workout if you hold it straight and like very engaged in front of you, as opposed to like wobbling around with it. It's just like, you need to be more controlled. And that's why like there's mirrors in gyms. Presumably for people to just stare at themselves, but also to like understand what you're doing is right and watch yourself doing it right in real time. When you're flailing like a maniac, I guess it makes good online content, but not the best workout.
Well, Joe, if Pete Hegseth offers your advice, are you willing to hit the gym with him?
Yeah, I'd lift with him. But the thing is I'm not a competitive lifter. I'm not a very competitive person. So like, if you work out with me, I'm not like, come on. I'm just like, you know what? As long as, you know, you're getting what you need and you're feeling good, that's the best thing.
All right, Secretary Hegseth, you heard it here first. Watch out for those shoulders. I'm glad we took this dive into the world of MAGA masculinity as performed in the gym. By the way, sort of on enemy territory, so close to Cuba, which were menacing. I think that factor may have played in. You want to have a big show, like almost like a 300, a Spartan type performance in front of the enemy. Joe, thank you so much for joining us, everyone. Check out Joe's Press Pass newsletter. And thank you all for listening.